Did you know that the net worth of the Queen of England is $500 million? Have you heard that Donald Trump's net worth is $4.5 billion? And hold on to your seats. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key, earns $448,569 a year. But guess what? I am wealthier than all of them because I belong to a whānau, a hapū, and an iwi. So because of that, I am truly wealthy. I may not live in a castle and I may not fly to school in a private jet, but I do have two loving parents, a twin sister, and a little brother. And I wouldn't trade them for all the gold in the world. I have an extended whānau of aunts and uncles, cousins and nephews, and of course, nannies and koro. And I am a proud descendant of Ngāti Kaupata, Ngāti Maniapoto, and Ngāti Toa Rangatira. So basically, I belong to approximately 8,000 people, and they belong to me. My fellow peers gathered here today, you have similar backgrounds to me, which makes you and I priceless. Don't get me wrong, if I was to be totally honest, I get just as excited over the latest smartphone as the next teenager. But I know that an iPhone can't cheer me up when I'm down like my dad does. An iPad can't say I love you like my mum does. And no device can give me a big hug like my little brother. We really are lucky to be Māori. My nena always reminds me that to be Māori is to never be alone. We are always being watched over, even by those we cannot see. So who needs diamonds and pearls when we have the good Lord and our tūpuna looking after us? It's a well-known fact in life that we have ups and we have downs, but no credit card or checkbook can pick us up when things go wrong. Our friends and family will. The connection we have with people are what makes life fulfilling. If people are our wealth, we really need to look after each other and treat each other like valuable jewels. We must look after our health, both physical and mental. We must maximize our potential and encourage each other to be the best that we can be. And we must always care for the less fortunate. We must look after our mokopuna and keep them safe. They are so very precious. I was following a current event for my social studies class, and one of the hot topics facing our country was the plight of homeless people. How did we reach a state of affairs where mothers were sleeping in their own cars with their newborn child because they couldn't afford a house or had nowhere to go? So I take my hat off to the people of Te Puia Marae, who helped many families by putting a roof over their head and feeding them. Koro huri moana Dennis, I commend you for the thoughts and actions of a chief. I did have to giggle when I heard that the Minister of Housing wanted to give $5,000 to the homeless and the state house tenants to move out of Auckland. If I had a chance to talk to the Honourable Minister, I would have suggested that she gave that money to Te Puia Marae to look after. Here we have a whānau in the country's biggest city who did not forget that people are our wealth. Every individual deserves a warm bed and kai in their stomach because no one can reach their full potential. Last year, my auntie, who couldn't have children, was given the chance of becoming a mother when another aunt let her whangai her baby boy. It made her the happiest person on this planet. And I know for a fact that this baby is going to be an extremely loved child. And I'll never forget my auntie saying that when she first held baby in her arms, it felt like she had won Lotto, Powerball, and Big Wednesday all at once. I rest my case. Ask me what the most important thing in the world is, and I will reply. It is people. It is my whānau, it is my hapū, and my iwi. It is you and I. We are rich beyond all compare. So my fellow billionaires, just remember this. Material possessions will come and go, but the people who love you will wrap around you like a korowai to celebrate in the good times and protect you during the darkest storms. So look after your friends and family, because with them by your side, the sky is the limit and you'll never be poor. Thank you.